Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Earlier this month, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos released his last annual letter to shareholders. It's his final farewell. And in it, Bezos mentioned a stat that caught our eyes. Here's what he said. He says that 94% of warehouse employees like working for Amazon so much that they'd recommend it to a friend as a place to work. Okay, sounds good. But we wanted to know how Amazon got to that number, that 94% in the first place. And as is often true, there's more to the story. Recode's Jason Del Rey did some digging and is here to explain. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Teddy.
So 94% sounds good.
Sounds great.
But?
But people inside Amazon who know a lot about the employee survey program that Jeff Bezos was citing are skeptical about that number.
Okay, so tell me what the 94% number comes from exactly.
Sure. So Amazon's human resources division came up with an employee survey program called Connections. And that program basically requires all company employees to answer a question about working at Amazon every single day before they're able to sign on to work. And an Amazon spokesperson told me that 94% figure came from answers that Amazon workers gave in response to this employee survey program. What I found by talking to a half dozen Amazon employees and managers, two of which have sort of intimate knowledge of this survey program, was that there's a variety of reasons why employees might not answer these questions honestly.
Tell me why someone would not answer these questions honestly, or you know, what exactly is being asked of them?
Right. So the questions can vary anything from how satisfied you are with your immediate manager to things like, you know, the cleanliness of a bathroom. And so what I heard from these employees, both employees and managers that I spoke to, was the number one concern among Amazon employees is they don't necessarily always believe that their answers are truly anonymous. Amazon says they are. I had a, you know, an employee who used to work on this Connections program who was critical of the program, but also confirmed that, you know, at least when they worked on the program, the answers were confidential. But nonetheless, Amazon is sort of a very sophisticated company, you know, that tracks everything, and many workers just fear that their answers are not anonymous. And if you do fear something like that, you fear, if you answer perhaps negatively about something, that you could be retaliated against. And so that's sort of the number one concern. Another one is that even if you trust that your answer is not tied to your name, that your manager, you know, won't explicitly see your name next to your perhaps negative response, that if you work on a relatively small team, a manager might be able to deduce who answered in what way based on sort of prior interactions with you or just what they know about your work and how you feel about the company in general.
Right.
Amazon has some safeguards here against this. They told me that if a manager has four or fewer employees, they will not have access to survey results.
And Jason, this is not like an optional survey, right? They have to actually answer this no matter what.
You know, something a spokesperson told me was that employees can actually choose not to answer a question. But I've been told by both managers and employees that that's not very common to not answer, and that part of their performance review are these results. And so employees are encouraged to answer the question. From my understanding, from the sources I've, half dozen sources I've spoken to, it's not a common practice to skip the question, but it is an option. One other issue that employees cited about the Connections program is that some managers, and I heard of this both in warehouses and corporate setting, actually will coach their employees on how to answer or how not to answer tough questions that may reflect on that manager. Of course, not surprisingly, Amazon spokesperson told me this practice is prohibited and managers are not supposed to try to coach or ask how employees respond. But, you know, it's happening at, you know, in some way at the company. And so that is another concern.
And Jason, tell me what the big picture concern is about this data. I mean, obviously, every piece of information that comes from a big company should be taken with a grain of salt. But like, talk to me about the significance of this 94% figure and tell me why it matters whether or not this 94% figure is a little off here or there.
I think there are two big reasons. One is, you know, I've seen personally just in the last few months, Amazon has used data from this program to defend itself publicly against critics. In the Jeff Bezos case, you know, he's defending the company against criticism of harsh warehouse working conditions in the wake of a historic union vote that ended up failing at an Alabama Amazon warehouse. A month or two ago, Amazon also used data from this program to push back on an investigation I published about allegations of racial bias at Amazon that negatively impact Black employees at Amazon. And so on one hand, you know, if Amazon's using data that some of its own employees who know how the program works don't necessarily trust, that's newsworthy. On the other hand, Amazon is a leading employer in this country, second biggest private sector employer in the U.S.
Yeah,
I think LinkedIn this week just named Amazon the best workplace to grow your career. And so if it's a model employer, and its own employees have sort of significant questions about how it judges employee satisfaction, that's newsworthy, I think.
And Jason, obviously, Amazon is aware of, you know, the perception problem that's developed, not just among the public, right, but in Washington. So the 94% figure doesn't just matter to employees. It matters to any observer who is watching this company closely and wants to answer, I guess, a pretty basic fundamental question of like, is this good for society, right? So how these figures are computed and their reliability doesn't just matter internally, right? It matters to anybody who cares about the capitalist system and, you know, how employers deserve to be treated.
I think that's absolutely right. I think Amazon is clearly a super influential company in many ways. The average person, you know, would see this 94% stat from Jeff Bezos and maybe take it at face value. And I think, you know, my sources would just say, be skeptical of that number. And there's more to the story here.
Thanks, Jason, for explaining all this. You can read Jason's story at vox.com/recode. And you can email us with any of your questions or requests at recodedaily@recode.net. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Teddy.
And if you wouldn't mind, please leave Recode Daily a rating or review in your podcast app of choice. We'd really appreciate it. We will be back the week after next. Have a great weekend. Thanks.